New D.
Uh-oh, your sister peed on the rug.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave. To my right, Walt Flanagan.
Hello.
To my left, BQ.
Hello.
How's it going, boys? How's it going?
Great.
Yeah? You hungover?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened?
Sure. Still the same clothes I put on yesterday morning.
Did you sleep?
I got about 4 hours. Yeah, we went to bed. It was Joe Rosa bought a house in Pennsylvania. So we went to have like a housewarming party. And yeah, there it is. Steve Byrne was did a show.
You are in the same clothes.
Yeah, the same clothes. Yeah. So we went down yesterday, and I got there at noon. Walked in his house. He put a beer in my hand, and that went until Wawa was delivered at 3:40 a.m.
And we Wawa delivers beer.
No, sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
So a couple. It was a wild journey. There was a. Yeah, comedy club, Soul Joles. There's us on stage. Three hammered individuals. But I thought we did good. I think we did all right. We didn't say anything overly stupid.
What was the show? Just like you guys hanging out and shooting the shit?
Steve Byrne's show.
And okay.
We just came up on stage for what was supposed to be the last 15 minutes, but I think we were up there for almost an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nobody seemed to mind. Everybody's having a legitimately.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I can find. Then went to a nudie club, Walt.
A nudie club.
Some dancing ladies. I ended up, as always happens to me, getting cornered by the owner, talking to the owner.
Yeah.
For an hour, but he turned out to be a great guy, so it was no issue. Teresa might have met his next, the love of his life, it appeared.
Now, when you go to the nudie club, do all the dancers, do they recognize deep, fat pockets Q walking through the door?
Well, the problem is, like, I won't get a lap dance or anything like that. But, like, they all have to take the opportunity to learn that. So then they'll come and start talking, and then, like, you know, after a while, you're supposed to be like, you want to get a dance? And I'm like, I don't do it because I'm not going to, you know, I don't know what the fuck cameras are, whatever. I don't want any part of it. So I end up talking to a nice parade of lovely young ladies, but.
And they all know, like, they all.
By the end, they all know. I'll break them off something on the way out. Just thank you for the time, but yeah, I can't get involved in that stuff.
Never thought I'd see the day.
Right? Is this shocking to you?
Yeah, a little shocking, yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying – let me be clear. Like, there are strip clubs I would.
Circumstances where you would. Okay.
100%. This isn't anything besides, like, I know this fucking place has cameras everywhere. Right. It's like – and then you're just like, I don't trust anybody. You know, who knows? Even if they don't record it, you got some jackass in the back with his phone up to the screen, like, recording or whatever. So it's like, this is not even worth it. You got to find the right – regressive place that now, barely has electricity in the backwoods.
Now, can I just for my own clarification, I'm not sure, like, you're not opposed to being in the club and being and someone snapping a photo.
No.
Look who was here. BQ was here tonight.
I end up taking pictures with all the strippers. Happy to.
Okay, so you're okay with the world knowing you're in there, but there's a – but what is the – you can't have your someone on your lap, though, because what would happen?
No. I don't think anybody would care. I just think that there's a world – but, like, I think in a world difference where they record everything, like, then it's just easy for someone to just, like, record it and put it online or something. I mean, getting a lap dance or shit. I don't want – footage of me sitting there
drooling and shit.
Like a fucking girl is grinding on my fucking.
I don't want to be seen for what I am.
Yeah, we got to set things, you know, for ourselves, you know?
Okay.
We're not for society.
But the world could know that you're there, but just not.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, okay,
there's no shame in the,
gotcha,
in the thing.
All right.
You get to a certain age. I don't know if it's, you want images of you and, you know, young strippers. I think it's just, let's all be couth, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's all right. I don't miss it. It's not like something that I'll, you know. Anyway, so, because I get embarrassed at it. Like, now I'm just like,
it's so you start to feel silly because I know who you are.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I just don't see Q as – remember that little baby vulture in the Warner Brothers cartoon? Nope, nope, nope. I don't see you as that guy being embarrassed.
Unfortunately.
Cheeked and shit.
Unfortunately, that's it. That's what it's become. Because you can't do anything. It's like I you can't – like there's only certain – like even when you talk to him, there's only certain distance it can go, you know? Like – so it's like now it's like I have those same constraints on me. So once those constraints are there, it's like I don't even want to like fuck it. You know what I mean? Like,
but is it a matter of like, you know, it's like going to the China buffet and not being able to eat though then?
No, because at the end of the day, it's still a bar.
Or eat six plates at least.
Yeah, it's like you can't even have one morsel then. You just got to watch everybody eat.
Yeah, it's all right though. You're like you're still hanging out with your friends and having a drink and stuff like that. It's fine.
Do the other guys adhere to this that you're with, or are they?
No, nobody adheres to it with me.
So you just watch them then?
Well, I don't go with them and like sit down and like look at them as they get there. They, you know, there's a private
Private room.
This place had a place called the Knights Court, where they have a throne.
Not to be confused with the Night Fair.
No, K and I.
Oh.
and you paid a little extra for this room that had a throne in it. And you could get a lap dance and a throne.
That's pretty dope.
And they had like dragon tables that you could put your drinks on and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty fucking nice.
It's like you're the king of the castle.
And then I was talking to one of the girls and she was like, yeah, the problem is that fucking throne is so narrow. We can't really give good lap dances on it, but guys do it anyway.
They want to feel like a king.
Yeah.
They want to feel like royalty.
Slice of pizza. Is there a bad one?
Yeah, actually, I can't confirm that there have been in my life. But whatever, like, it's fine. It's fun. And then, like, in the wilds of Pennsylvania, there's, like, some weird rule that you can only sell alcohol after a certain hour if you're a private club. So there are these private clubs built into, like, houses where it's, like, $15 a year to join. It's all, like, a scam kind of, but you can drink alcohol past 2 a.m. or whatever. So it's, like, we're in some house's basement. Like just drinking.
This is like,
it was a little out
there. You're lucky you came with your kidney. You're like, it sounds like you
this
could.
This does sound weird.
Like, I'm surprised you didn't wake up with an incision stitched up and all your organs were fucking harvested.
Yeah, no. Everybody was quite friendly. It was a lovely evening. No static, yeah. No problems. Yeah,
that's there he is. Nope. You're flying away from the strip club.
What are you gonna do? This is it. This is where I am in life. I'm that fucking vulture. But as a result, because DeRosa's, you know, an animal.
Yeah.
And the rest of the crew, Padrigas, I'm a little banged up today. Then I slept in his house.
Now you, it just seems to be. Yeah. Prevalent every time, like you say, like that's it. My days are over. But every single time you go out, you come back into shape.
There's certain influences.
Yeah, there are certain influences.
I think there's certain influences. Certain pressure, people he hangs around with. Yeah, he gets pressured into.
I don't know about pressured. It, like more like unlocked.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Yeah, you're like, what are you gonna do? You only live once, type stuff. Now it's like all I taste is stomach acid. Disgusting. I smell. I'm greasy.
It's all coming out of your pores and shit.
God, it's so bad. I just want to shower. But here
I am. How committed you are. You came right from the fucking strip club right here.
Yeah, straight from. There's glitter all over me.
Yeah. Let that sink in, listeners, about, you know, how committed your man is.
Yeah, but they're like, yeah, but we got to listen to him fucking whine and complain for 10 minutes. I don't know.
How he can't get a lap dance on a throne.
I don't know. Fuck this guy.
It's not fair, I tell you.
You fucking dopes in your social medias are keeping me from having a baby.
Pictures.
Bounce up and down on me. Your damn cell phones and shit.
It's him muttering under his breath at the strip club to himself. Girls getting scared off.
You bring the owner over. He's like, hey buddy, let me throw this at you. Can you confiscate all those cell phones from everybody at this establishment?
Nobody should have their cell phones at the strip club anyway.
Yeah, I thought that was the rule pretty much.
Apparently not anymore.
No.
Yeah. But I don't mind. I really don't mind.
No, okay.
I like that. I'm fine with that.
I hate to see you, though, struggle like this, though.
Nah, it's just a hangover.
You got those red eyes.
Yeah.
You look like fucking Peter Cushing and the satanic rites of Dracula.
Now, is there something that gets inherently sadder as these guys age, these single guys that are going out to strip clubs in their mid to late 40s?
No,
it's, there's nothing sad about it.
No, man, they got there. That's how you keep it young, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're what are you going to do? Do you want it? I don't want a picture Q on a Friday night. Fucking at home.
Oh, I do.
Watching. Yeah,
that's all he pictures.
That's literally all I want to do.
Just wasting away on the couch, you know, watching TV. I can't fucking abide by that version of Q. Not in my head.
Nobody there to take pictures of him.
Yeah.
No, but I want to picture him as a fucking animal out there.
Yeah. Tearing it up for the rest of us.
In someone's basement fucking knocking shit over.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll break everything in this house.
You can't keep me here. Like, nobody's trying to keep you here. Yeah, no, it's you know, it, I think like if it was a constant thing, it would be sad. But I think everybody's has the
weekends,
right to like
right? Go, let it loose on the weekends.
Like, you know, I think you do it like once. I think everybody's entitled to go chop it up with their friends. Like,
yeah, hell yeah,
you know, like they used to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Why are you don't get defensive. Yeah.
No, fucking, not defensive. Yeah. I think if it was like my regular life, I would be like, dude.
Well, when's the last time you let loose like that and you had a hangover? Cruise,
yeah.
But there's an excuse. You got to, man. That's what everybody expects. They've got to see
that's
Party Animal Q.
Yes.
That's what they pay those exorbitant prices to see you fucking see in a drunken stupor, almost in a coma.
Something being pulled by security from private party that you can't get into to private party that you can't get into. Oh, ladies. Yeah. But you know, I think for a night it was good for. They're doing it again tonight.
You're out.
The whole cruise. I'm out.
You're out.
I can't. Well, I leave. Well, that's it. Like this is it. What's today? Saturday, Monday. I'm gone for 3 weeks. So I need a day. I need a day. You know.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd just fucking go right back to Pennsylvania. Could fucking do it all over again and then get right to the airport right from there. No sleep on the plane.
No, I gotta kiss Boris's belly. Okay. Yeah, you know, give him scratches. We got stuff to do tonight. It's Saturday, Walt. I'm gonna order Domino's. Sit on the couch and watch Planet of the Apes.
Oh, speaking of, did you go see?
I did. You know, I got stuck in I got stuck in 5 hours of traffic the other day, and I was like, I'm just pulling over. I'm going to see a movie. And then when I came out, the traffic was still fucking there. So I extended it to 7 hours.
Whoa.
But I saw the movie.
That's it.
Oh, it's fucking good.
I went back and rewatched from the first one, not the very first one, the 70s, but the James Franco one.
Yeah.
Which, goddamn, if it isn't difficult to buy James Franco as a scientist these days.
He's got some clunky line reading.
Yeah, he really does. But as they progressed, I liked them more and more to the point where I went by myself yesterday to go see the latest one.
Yeah.
Because Sage and Mary Beth don't like apes.
Okay. So apes in general.
Just apes or monkeys.
Talking ones? Even ones that can't talk?
Even ones that can't talk.
Wow.
They don't like them. They don't like monkeys. They don't like apes. They don't like any of it. Yeah.
They're so close to us. Like I
know. Like you look in their eyes and you're like, that's almost a human.
They could communicate on a level that's like – scary. Yeah. I've been watching a lot of baby chimpanzee videos, and I want one. I wanted a baby elephant and a baby chimpanzee.
Yeah.
That's all I want for Christmas.
That's not best doable.
So you want a zoo, basically. That's what you want.
Do you guys want to guess real quick? I have a special guest coming in. Do you want to take a
– Sure.
What kind of –
Just a random guess, or you're getting hints?
Well, what kind of hint? Like, what kind of questions can you ask?
Repeating guess or new?
Somebody who's been on the pod before.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Dave Windorf.
Dave Windorf.
That was my first thought. But I don't know if he'd surprise us with Windorf.
Or come all the way out here.
I would have had him perform as Q came in, like a big fucking loud 100 decibel song.
I have probably 2 pounds of Wawa in my lower gut right now.
Yeah.
So that would have went over great. I just came in and shook my bowels with some rocking.
So anyway, nice Dave fucking lines. Does it. He shakes bowels.
Okay. Not Sunday Jeff. It's not Jeff. A common repeat guest.
It's somebody that hasn't been on in quite some time.
It's not Fitzman.
I wish it was Fitzman. We were talking a little Fitzman earlier. Yeah. Fitzman's not into podcasting anymore. He's not into TSD any longer.
Yeah. I understand.
Fitzman. We got to win him back. Maybe in the after you get back, post 600.
Yeah.
We got to fucking figure out a formula. That's
the search for Fitzman.
Yeah, we got to figure a way to get him back as a regular listener.
Turned his back on all podcasts, you said. And the podcast medium in general. He doesn't do it. He doesn't listen to it.
But we're getting off target here.
Can it be Frank Five? Did he take another 10-hour fucking trip down here for no reason?
No, it is not Frank Five. You want me to just bring him in?
Speculate
off mic.
It's a him.
Well, how many fucking females have been on?
Yeah, really. It's pretty few.
Yeah. Babes is good, right? You liked it, the new one?
I did like it, yeah.
Yeah.
It helped. Because when I first saw it, I was like 2 hours and 25 minutes. Oh, boy. But it held my interest the whole time.
Yeah.
And once I got over, I'm like, okay, I really have to pay attention to make sure I know which ape is which. Because they all look so fucking similar. And they're all like it reminds me of like Transformers. Only like when the Transformers fight, you're like, who's who? Who am I rooting
for? Can't make it out, right?
Yeah. Right. So when the apes were fighting, I had to really keep close track of –
Yeah, it was cool. I dug it. I was into it. You know, maybe didn't hit the third one so good. War.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like so I don't know if it's going to hit the heights of that again. But it was a good start to a new trilogy, I think.
Looked amazing too.
Looked fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the CGI is at the point where you're like
it's very difficult to tell.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, I'm looking at a talking orangutan or whatever the hell that thing is.
Yeah, and I'm buying it. I'm sitting here, I'm listening to him talk and I'm buying it. Yeah.
There was almost a point where I was watching it and I go to myself, I was like, they're so good and they're so expressive that it's almost like I'm just watching humans now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the monkey, novelty isn't really there anymore. It's like, oh, I'm just watching a character.
Right. Well, because they're doing all this human shit. They're riding around on horses. They're talking. They're super emotive and expressive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then they throw that sweet look. I mean, that girl was fucking pretty, man. That girl, the human. Nova.
Nova. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, all right. I approve this casting.
I approved of it. And then I saw a very short interview with her and one of the guys that does the voice. I'm not sure which one. And they were talking about how they're team ape and humans are awful for the environment and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they're real. Like, I guess they must have studied up on conservation
while
they were doing their ape movie. And now they're going to tell us all what we're doing wrong.
Oh, I thought you would agree with the people that are like the animals are better than.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm team ape for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's just they strap on those collars and start preaching. I'm like, even if I'm 100% team ape, it makes me less team ape. Yeah, fuck team ape.
Well, my thing is just like, look, like she's pretty, and like for a while they weren't casting pretty people in movies.
Right.
So if I'm going to get talked down to about the environment, like at least she's.
It's not like a Greta Thunberg. Holy shit.
Who's
this? You don't want to turn around.
Who's this? Holy fucking God. What's up, bud?
How are you?
I think that one.
This one?
Yeah. Here he is.
Yeah, I live right down the street, and I've never been here.
All right. Well, welcome in, bro. Is this your dog?
Got himself a dog?
This is my little sister. This was my mom's dog, and I inherited her when mom unfortunately left us two years ago. But I've known her since she was a baby. That's Carly. She's just going to sniff around, and she's a sweetheart.
She's a great dog.
She is.
Hey, pal.
When is the last time Frank 3 was on mic? TSD. It's been a while.
The Laugh Olympics, which was like, we didn't even have a follow-up after that, which I love, like, me and Walt, like, on each other that whole time. Like, like the competitiveness comes out. Like, the two nerds are just like, they're like,
yeah, I don't remember Walt loving it that day.
Yeah. Never again. Well, yeah, I could see a lot, you know, it's the competitiveness. It was.
Yeah.
It always comes out. Like, you think you're like, oh, we're just going to have fun. And then anyone who's ever played any sports in their life, like, you know, you're just like, no, we can win this.
Yeah, that was a fun day, though.
It was a fun day.
It was a fun day. Yeah.
So for anybody who's not versed in Frank 3, I guess, when did we first meet? We met at the
– I was thinking about this on the way. And so I know the timing because I was here for the first – Tell Them Steve Dave ever. Like, I'm pretty much – the timeline I'm putting is 2012 was your first episode, right? Because I was unemployed and I was just hanging around the stash. And you guys
– 2010, right?
2010, sorry. Yeah. That, sorry. Different unemployments. That was an unemployment too. But, I mean, I remember just – I had nothing to do, so I was collecting like severance pay. So I was basically getting paid to do nothing until it was over, and I came down. And still disappointed that it wasn't called Joint Counter Joint, but yeah, I remember being there the first one, you know, and like just not saying anything. Like, there's been a couple times where I've been in the room with you or Kev where I don't say anything. I just have to do everything in my power not to laugh. Like, you know, just listening to you guys.
Oh, she's peeing.
Stuff. Oh, no.
Uh-oh, your sister peed on the rug.
Dude, smart your territory.
Uh-oh, get him.
I got to get off and clean it up. sorry, I didn't take her before I went. My bad. I just gave her a bath, too. Carly.
Wow. There you go. I guess we'll just leave that there. Like, get him, handle it.
Yeah.
Well, you can pause it and I'll do it, or like we can just keep going. I'm sorry about that.
I don't do dogs. What are you talking to an animal guy?
Well, yeah, and your animal.
I'd rather have the dog in here and pee than not be.
Is it a ton of piss?
No.
A little piddle?
Yeah, I was running around all day. I actually just took her for a bath. I was at Tractor Supply. No. Oh, there's a tip too. Not a tip for Tractor Supply, for dog animals. They have pet wash stations, and they're like $9.99, and they have everything included, like the shampoo, everything, like the dryer and everything. So $10, and you can just go wash your dog yourself. Anyway, moving on.
He's all wired today, this Frank.
Yeah. So what happened? Where did you disappear for so many years?
I don't know. Just doing my stuff.
He's a big traveler.
Yeah.
He's like almost.
And then the last couple of years was tough, man. Like, you know, again, like, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but it was like COVID into mom getting cancer into like a 14-month cancer battle. And then, you know, then since then, it's just been, you know, kind of just, I don't know, it's been 2 years, you know, it's just settling back into shit. You know, I still keep tabs on all you guys, you know, around.
How do you keep tabs on us? We haven't seen you
the internet. Oh, the internet.
All right.
Hopefully not Reddit, because that might not be accurate.
Didn't we say this a long time ago? It's like don't read Reddit. Reddit is like I don't want to get the Redditors on me, but whatever.
It's too late. You disappeared.
I know, probably. Well, it doesn't matter, right? I'm just some dude that they know with an annoying voice. I believe that's my I need to put that on a t-shirt.
We don't see many Franks anymore. Just Frank Five, pretty much. Yeah. Frank for now.
Yeah, you know, that too. Maybe I'm a little jealous. Like, you know, the other Franks just took over, and I was like,
Frank Five really took off.
I don't have time for this, man. And like, you know, I like Frank Five. I met him. He's like, he's a really awesome dude. Like, we know a lot of the, you know, the same stupid pop culture references. It's like, I'd like to challenge him to like a meeting of the, you know, to that stuff that he like he does 80s movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, forget it. You know, my garbage
brain. Really drinking a lot of water. Are you sure she's going to be okay?
Oh, she's fine.
Okay.
Like I said, we've been running around all day. She was excited.
I mean, in terms of, like, she's not going to
No, she will not.
Again,
she will not pee.
Mitigate upon the carpet.
She will not. She's just, like, strange places. I'm sorry. That usually does not happen, but that's my fault, too. I should have taken her before I came in.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's blaming the dog.
No.
Don't worry.
I told her to do it. I was like, fuck these guys, man. Come in here and piss all over the rug. I know. She's a sweetheart, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you can't.
You can tell right just by looking at her.
The other thing, too, is like, so she's got the pit mix in her. You'll see it maybe. She'll smile at you, which is really funny. People that aren't dog people are like, she's snarling at me. I'm like, and her like tails, her ass is wagging in her tail. I'm like, does she look angry?
Nice.
I had a question for you, Q. Is,
yeah.
Because, you know, if I find it funny, you're into cats.
I got yelled at last night for looking at cat videos.
Too many cat videos?
In the diner. I was told to, why are you looking at so many fucking cat videos, man? What's the matter? So, yeah, I meant to, you could say. It's mainly what I use the internet
because,
for.
Because I will send you cat videos. If I see some cute ones, I'll send them to you. I saw a cute elephant video, and I hesitated because I'm like, Walt's a different kind of guy. Walt just recently told us that he loves baby elephants. Mm-hmm. And I saw a really cute baby elephant video. But I'm like, he said it on the show. I'm sure his email blew up with baby elephant videos. And all I'm going to be doing is annoying him. So I held back.
Yeah. I didn't get any baby
You didn't get any?
Videos. No, nobody sent me any.
Really? So if I see some good ones, I can send them to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Send them my way, yeah.
I was just like I just – I don't know. It felt like – It different than when I send them to you. He's going to be like, what's this gay shit? Stop. Because, like, you know, if Walt, you're annoying Walt, he just doesn't answer you.
Yeah, no, you'll like it. It's a ray of sunshine.
What's that?
Getting little animal
videos. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watch them all the time.
What's not to love, right? Look at this guy. He's got a tire on his head. It's great, man.
So I missed last week.
You missed last week.
I had
week.
A migraine and something happened post-migraine.
Oh.
It's pretty fucking freaky.
What?
So I've had maybe one or two migraines in my entire life, and I had one last week, and I had to go into my walk-in closet and lay down in the closet, close the door, and because there's absolutely no windows then.
Darkness. It's dark.
I put a wet rag on my head, and I fell asleep for 11 hours.
Whoa.
And then the next day, I felt good, felt fine, and I had to meet with me and the missus went down to see my daughter and her boyfriend and have lunch. And I had this I was telling them about this. Usually I never talk about dreams. There's nothing more boring than hearing somebody else's dreams. Mm. But this is so fucking freaky that I told them that I had a dream that that my daughter stopped by and wanted me to watch her kitten because she got a kitten. And she also sprung it on me that she also purchased a baby monkey.
Oh, nice.
So I had to watch the baby monkey and the baby kitten for a couple hours, and it was early in the morning, and she said, don't even get up, because I was sleeping when she came in and told me, because I'll just throw them on the bed and they'll just sleep here. They'll just snuggle up to you, and the baby monkey snuggled up to me like a teddy bear and just hugged me and fell asleep.
Summer dream so far.
Great dream so far. It turns into a nightmare in a second because I hear like this crying and like this kitten whimpering, and I wake and I open my eyes, and the cat is like – his ear was bitten off by the monkey, and there's blood all over the bed and everything. So I'm telling this at Red Robin, and both my daughter and her boyfriend look at each other, and their faces go pale. And I'm like, what's going on? What's the matter? I was like, it's just a dream, you know? What's, you know? And they're like, you're screwing with us, they said. And I was like, no. They're like, yesterday, we were this close to go. There's somebody in our development where we live that is selling a monkey, and we were going to go look at it.
Oh, my God.
And now I think I'm clairvoyant since I had the migraine.
Oh, wow. It was like the dead zone.
And, you know, it's fucked up. Last night I had a dream that Frank 3 was here, and now he texted me this morning.
You did?
Yeah. That's why when I fucked
you did? Oh, my God. That's really weird.
When I texted you and I was like, well, Frank 3 with all those question marks. You know,
can I tell the story about why I thought of Walter?
Yeah.
So, like, today I stopped by the Dollar Tree for some reason, right? And I walked in and I was walking around the aisles, right? And the dude that stocks the Dollar Tree was, like, stocking the shelves, and he was listening to Kiss
Heaven's on Fire.
Heaven's on Fire through his cell phone speaker in his back pocket.
Right.
And there was like two people I texted. One is my friend Jeff, and the other one was, I thought it was him, just like, cause like Kiss weirdos, right? And like that was it. It made me think of Walter just out of nowhere. And I saw the last time I texted him was like 2021 in the fall, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Is that weird?
I think it's weird, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there's some possibility that this migraine now has opened up my third eye?
Nice.
I'm not ready to rule it out. Yeah, it's possible.
I mean, didn't like Terrell Davis like play the Super Bowl? Like it was like half blind, like right with a migraine, and then he like won the MVP.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, like a monkey. Like it's not a common.
It's not a common dream.
Yeah. So right? To have done it, something's in the air, and if something's in the air, then that means that you have some sort of psychic antenna for it.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep
We're
you guys
an overkill now.
We're into overkill areas. Yeah. So if I have dreams about you guys, you know, please just don't disregard the text that I send you if I ever do.
No, you got to text me immediately upon waking up if something's going on.
Okay, I will. But I haven't had any dreams about you, though, lately.
That's weird.
So it blew them away that you were dreaming about
monkeys. Oh, yeah. It really screwed with them. And they were like – and my daughter was like – I kept saying, like – she was saying it almost like, I want to get them – like, I want to buy a baby monkey. I want to buy a baby. But they were – kind of only want to go look at it. They weren't seriously going to buy it, but they wanted to be like go in the guise of like they're interested because like I want to see what a
they just want to meet a baby monkey.
Yeah, and, but they were just like dumbstruck.
Yeah,
and they thought for sure.
Yeah, I get it.
That somehow I had prior knowledge, but
now did you offer up your theories that you're clairvoyant to them?
No, I don't want to fucking totally weird them out and be like, your daddy's Christopher Walken. They're like, who?
What?
No, he's Anthony. No, he's Anthony Michael Hall. Oh no, wait, you don't get that one either.
Might be time to remake the Dead Zone.
Shit.
Oh shit. That's great. What is this? A kitten?
That's the kitten picked up.
So you got a kitten.
My daughter did get a kitten. Yeah, it was at the office for a couple of days.
Oh, how cool, man.
Yeah, she had to do something. And
what
a
pretty cat.
And Gidim was good enough and nice enough to watch it for 48 hours for us.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's
already
a great cat. It's totally turned me around. Like, I think I might be getting a cat soon.
Yeah.
Turned to a cat guy?
I might be.
Oh,
yeah,
God. Another one we're going to lose?
No, I'm still going to keep the dogs. I don't know if I noticed. It's been a while since you've been around here, but I'm really trying to figure out a way that I can skate the laws in Jersey to get a baby elephant too.
Well, I mean, that lady, right? The tiger lady in Jackson, right? Like, there was that lady but that had tigers for a while, like before Tiger King. Like, I don't know.
I don't want a dangerous animal though.
I forget. Oh, no. You just it's like those weird collectors.
You know, like full size elephants.
But elephants bring problems too. Don't like people, isn't like activists now? People will be like, don't have that in captivity.
Oh, yeah.
Those damn activists.
They're not allowed at the circus anymore.
Well, what is the plan once the elephant reaches of an age that you know?
Isn't there something I could do, some sort of surgery I could find maybe overseas that could like, they could snip a couple things and the baby doesn't
like
grow?
Like pillow babies. Yeah. What you're talking
like
about?
Like seedless watermelons?
Maybe start with a cat. Why don't you start
you
with a cat?
Need to walk him? Her?
I'm checking. She's
yeah, why don't you take
out
it away? They come back up.
I will.
The door will be open.
Yeah.
I'll read some spots.
And then there's some paper towels out there, too.
Oh. I got you. Man, see, you're not making a good impression.
No, she is.
Freaked out by the Baron outside.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
She did like a double take. She was like, what the hell is that?
She's a perfect little angel. Please.
Yeah. All right, well, he's taking his dog for a walk.
Rotten. That's what I promised him.
This real fast.
Oh, you got ads?
I got some ads for us. Yep. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your keys in your car while you run into the gas station for a snack. Most of the time, you're probably fine, but what if you come back to see someone driving off with your car?
Oof. I've done that so often, I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife goes ballistic when I do that. If I leave the keys, I'm like, it's fine. No one's going to take this car.
We live in suburban New Jersey. Nobody's stealing a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
But
you don't know.
You don't know, man.
Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data. And it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. What about a dumb 56-year-old? Can I do it? Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling your personal info on the dark web. We know all about the dark web. So this is why you're going to want to use ExpressVPN. They have an encrypted tunnel which creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data.
Nice.
Super
secure. How
come
they can't shut down the dark web? Like, why can't they? I know they could if they really wanted to.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the internet to to like – like, is there an internet switch, like, somewhere? Like,
decentralize the black web.
If they could do it in Iran, they shut down their internet.
Yeah, China did it, too, for a little while.
I think so worried about
– Yeah, but I think the way you do that is by cutting off people's access to the internet, not by shutting down the internet. That's what they're doing. They're making it so you can't go on the internet.
So, like, they would go in there and close down, like, Comcast or Verizon or something. So you can't.
Okay. So if you shut down the dark web, you have to also shut down, like
– No. They're not shutting down anything. They're just shutting down your ability
to access it. Like, Etsy site would also go down.
Etsy would be out there. You just couldn't go on it. You're restricted, not the dark web.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So not as
good. it's harder than it seems than to shut down just the whole entire dark web.
Well, there's a theory too that like the reason they let the dark web go is so they know where to keep tabs on people.
Yeah, they do bust people. They are able to infiltrate and get in there.
Yeah.
And get some people.
So it's like the dark web gives them a place to snoop.
So it's not anonymous then.
We've reached the end of my knowledge on that. Yeah, and I certainly don't want to talk out of turn.
All right. That's the end of it. That's the end of the road.
I go on the same 5 websites for the past 10 years. Right?
ExpressVPN is super secure. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption.
How many years?
Over 1 billion. With a supercomputer.
That's fucking gaudy numbers.
Yeah.
That is fucking impressive, man.
Until you make a fucking supercomputer that's as powerful as 1 billion other supercomputers, and then it takes you a minute
Right.
Yeah.
So let's hope that never happens.
Well, it'll happen.
No, I thought, don't listen to him.
It's crazy. It won't happen while it's crazy talk.
Easy to use, works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure and on the go. I like ExpressVPN, I've said before, because I can watch episodes that may not be offered on my my streaming service.
What's this cat's name?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. This is a cool boy. It's a boy.
Get him? We don't know.
Okay. Look, it's got a boy-like attitude to
him. Oh, yeah. He's very rambunctious.
Yeah, very cool.
Like, yeah, he loves to play.
Yeah, man. Dope.
What are we talking about?
Sorry, go ahead.
Right now?
He keeps putting pictures of a kid on the TV. And I told you I have a problem.
Well, I know you're going to be interested in this, Q, because you just asked me about this. Factor. Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
No, we're out of that. We're rolling right into another one. Give all the details?
Yeah, I gave all the details on the other one. Well, you guys really weren't listening. I'm making sure they all get in there.
Okay. Yeah. Factor, I like.
Yeah, I know. I remember we were speaking about yeah. Q's. He's eating right. He's trying to get healthy. Wow. You know? Well, yeah. You
know? That'll be starting in 3 weeks. But I had a bunch of Factor, man. Even a fucking a caveman dope like me was able to make these great things because you just preheat your oven to 375 to 7 minutes, pop it in for a few minutes, and then you got a great meal.
Is BQ a caveman in the kitchen?
He orders a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. You're not making recipes.
There's not a lot of pan rattling in my neck of the woods. Yeah. You know, I order in a lot. I eat a lot. What I've been doing lately is when I'm leaving set, I'll have them order like a meal.
Yeah.
You know, for me.
Have it ready for you.
And then I just grab it on the way to the car and eat that at home. Mm-hmm. You know, that sort of thing. That's what you could do when you're the boss. Well,
I know. I'm the boss.
You can get a $12 sandwich.
I feel like you got over on somebody.
Top of the budget.
I can identify with you totally. Like when I usually bring in a cold McDonald's cookies and I have my boy Friday run over to the microwave and he knows the exact time to make those cookies so hot and gooey. That's why we keep them around. Right. What's the exact second rate? What, you don't know? I thought you had it down to a science. Oh, you don't want to tell me? Yeah, job security. It's 148 over there. He ain't no fucking
fool. He's no idiot. Except for the fact that you're his boss and he has to tell you if you want to know, I guess.
Except he's heating up cookies for a living. Except he's a genius.
He's holding on to it.
They're taking everything else away.
I got to hang with a kitten.
Let's see. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Crush your wellness goals with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients you can trust. Make your day delicious from dessert to breakfast or breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. You can treat yourself. Listen to this stuff that Q's eating over here. Filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's like a cut above like the normal. Well, it's not frozen. It's like
– No.
Yeah,
no,
you got to put them in your fridge when you get there. It's full meals. It's great.
Kitchen time is at a minimum. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle and choose from those 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. So head to factormeals.com/TESD50 and use code TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code TESD50 at factormeals.com/TESD50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Nice. They had a pesto tortellini that I can heartily recommend.
What is that?
It's just tortellini with some pesto sauce on it. It was great. Tortellini's
Tortellini's
like a cheese stuffed, almost like donut.
A healthy donut, though.
No, it's a mini tiny like donut with cheese in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's, you know, but it's made of pasta, not donut. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this fucking guy. Where did they get this kid?
Pennsylvania.
They just found him?
They went to a shelter and they were, you know, they picked out a kitten and that's their kitten.
This is a great cat.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's a great cat. I sorry, Genom keeps filling it up. I'm not gonna stop.
He was distracting everybody with these cute kittens. Playing with the Baron.
Look at that coat. Beautiful.
So you're off to London?
I am in Los Angeles for a week. Then I'm in Kansas City for a charity thing for 4 days. And then I get back. I'm back for one day. I go to the Cricket World Series with Ian K. Morris.
You're going to that?
I'm going to that in New York. And then,
oh, it's in New York.
It's in New York. And then the day after that, I go to London for 8 days. Yeah.
It's weird that the Cricket World Series is in New York.
It's definitely cricket. It might be the American Cricket World Series, you know, how they call everything.
But have you ever seen it? The sport, it's wild.
I have.
It's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen Ian in a couple of years, so this is going to be great.
Oh, that's right. Ian K. Morris.
Ian K. Morris.
It's been a long time. Yeah, you haven't mentioned his name. You haven't dropped that name in ages.
No, we do talk, but you know, he hasn't been coming to New York, so I haven't had a reason to bring him on or anything. But we're going to do that, and then I'm in London for a bunch of days. Yeah.
Touristy things or no, just –
I'm doing some touristy things. I'm going to see the Mets are playing the Phillies in London. So I'm going to that game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it does sound
Why do they
fun.
Do stuff like that? It's just to increase the interest in the sport?
Yeah.
Make
it more of a world game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. I'm excited. But it's a long time away from home. I'm basically like not home. My assistant's moving in for 3 weeks.
Yeah, to take care of her. Take care of Boris everything. And the cats.
Yeah, so it's a long – it's a bit much.
How are you going to do laundry on the road?
I'm going to ship –
He doesn't, clearly. He doesn't give a fuck.
What I'll do is I'll pack three different things of luggage and have them just set up. So when I come home from one trip and I'm home for 42 hours, 24 hours, I'll just swap out the next one. Yeah.
So you're not taking an assistant?
No.
Do you need a boy Friday?
No, I'm all right.
Heat up your cookies?
I feel bad for her. I never bring her anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's someone to do your laundry, though. They have to take three suitcases.
Well, that's at home.
No, but if you bring your boy Friday with you, you can do your laundry.
It's just cheaper to ship the luggage than to bring boy Friday.
You know he's got all the quarters in his pocket that you need.
I know, but you got to fly boy Friday. Yeah, you got to put them up.
Those quarters won't work in London.
That's true. You're right about
that. He's totally toast then. Because he won't know what to do. If the quarters don't work there, then it's game over.
What the fuck, Friday? Yeah, it'd be good. It has been a long time since I've been to London. And you know me, this is also like providing I'm not like the day before I leave being like, fuck it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Really? You could, at the last second, you could fucking torpedo the whole trip?
I've done it before. I'm going to Vegas too. It's LA, Vegas, Kansas City, and London. Yeah.
You're going
to
run yourself ragged, Q.
This is going to be a rough 3 weeks. I'm calling it the fun gauntlet. I'm in the midst of it. I'm going to the Sphere to see the Grateful Dead play.
Have you ever like nicknamed your upcoming vacation?
No. I usually call it 2 or 3 days.
Well, California's work. Mm-hmm. And then Vegas is the Sphere. And then AEW with the wrestling.
Have fun at the Sphere, dude. It's awesome.
Well, that's why I'm going. Yeah.
I was there for Fish all 4 nights. And
I heard that robot was pretty fucked up. Yeah. So that, and then AEW is doing a wrestling thing in Vegas. So I'm going to hit that.
Who's playing at the Sphere?
Grateful Dead and
Dead Forever, Dead and this version is.
Oh, so it's a cover band?
Well, no, it's John Mayer and the surviving members of the Grateful Dead.
Okay. Well, minus the drummer, they fired him. The original drummer. Or he decided just, he, like you said, he
I
didn't want
I forgot. Yeah, you were into the Dead for like a minute, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, I've kept up with it quietly, though.
Did you ever see him, Kim? Quietly.
I saw Dead & Co. I never saw
Grateful Dead. You saw the Grateful Dead?
No.
Yeah. I'm old.
Yeah. I wish I had.
He does a good job. I mean, they do a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be fine. You know, I'll be in the Sphere, so it'll be good.
That place is just wow. It's just.
Don't do any mask or anything.
Well, nothing like that.
While you're in the Sphere, I've heard it could really fuck with you.
The coolest thing about that, one of the coolest things, is that the seats are haptic, right? So like you can sit down and you feel the bass in your back and your ass. Like it's like literally like a subwoofer that you're sitting
speakers
on.
In the seat.
Like monster magnet.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Butt shaking. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Who's your dream act to play in the Sphere, if you could pick any act while you're there?
Living and Dead?
Just living.
Living. I don't know. I don't know. Why?
Who? GNR? Metallica?
Metallica would be fucking good. Metallica would be a good one.
They do it right.
I think I'd probably pick Ace Frehley.
Yeah. Yes. That's how much you liked him, huh?
Yeah. That was impressive I was.
The sound in that
How
place.
Many? How many does it seat, the Sphere?
It's like 17,000. It's like the same size as like MSG.
He could pull that off. He could do 17,000 one show.
The Dead tickets apparently are like a lot of people like last minute just, you know, couldn't, you know, just do it or whatever. There were like some $25 tickets.
Oh, at the Sphere?
Yeah, for people that didn't like, you know, that didn't get them ahead of time.
$25?
Yeah. I mean, they're playing so many nights that, like, you know, and again, it's like people got excited, but, you know, you think about it, you got to go to Vegas. Like, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
But the ticket price is very
I think the Dead ones were about $125. The Fish ones were like $213 a night or something like that was the face value. Mm-hmm. It's expensive because it costs money to do all that production for that giant screen.
And there's really not a lot of reuse for it. So you're putting all that work into that one screen.
The business side I heard about is you got to sell out like seven nights to break even.
Yeah.
Fish lost money, but they got intel like on how everything works. So I think they'll be back to there, I'm sure.
Yeah. About you, Brian, who would you like to see one act in the Sphere?
One act, huh?
Because you're going to Vegas too, right?
I'll be there, yeah.
When are you going?
End of the month. I think the like the 28th through the 1st or something like that. Or the 2nd? Yeah, something
They'll
like that.
They'll be the Dead still there. You should go see them.
Will they?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how little interest I have in going to see the Grateful Dead. I never liked their music.
I would just stay for the Truckin' song, then I'm out because that's the only song I know.
Yeah.
I was a Dead back in the day. But, vote was Tool.
Tool,
I think,
that would be cool.
Like, just because I think he would do crazy stuff with, like, that screen. Like, really, like.
But who are you picking, bro? Are you picking Joe Satriani?
Nah, I think I'm going to pick the original lineup of Mercyful Fate.
King Diamond.
Yeah, a little King Diamond.
Heavy metal act, that would be amazing.
I don't know if they could sell 17 seats, let alone 17,000.
Probably not. Yeah.
1,000.
I get front row. That's all I care about.
So, Walt, to like nerd out the sound system, it's like laser beam sound. So they can just like bounce the sound all over the room, like different things. At one point, I heard the bass behind me. I heard the guitar over here. And they can like – there's like 140,000 little speakers in the Sphere that they can just direct the sound wherever they want. It's crazy.
It's too bad that he's not allowed to speak on mic, but I wanted to tell you, like, Gidim has been honing. He does a fucking killer Ace Frehley impersonation.
Oh, really?
He's been cracking up the building, not just the office. Like, he goes around the building. Ron 1 and Ron 2 are just like, do your Ace, do your Ace.
Yeah.
Gadget. And, it's fun. I wish he was able to be on mic. Maybe post 600 we can hear Gidim's Ace Frehley. Brian, you can attest to it. It's fucking
I've
spot
heard it.
On.
It makes me laugh.
Yeah,
it really makes me laugh.
Well, what episode number is this?
598.
This is 598.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, does he do both, like speaking Ace and singing Ace? Because like they're kind of different voices. Like the New York accent really comes in hard when he's talking.
He does a lot of speaking.
Yeah,
he hasn't honed his singing Ace voice yet, but the speaking one is just it's dead on for anybody who
nice.
Like,
I hope everybody gets to hear it one day.
Hopefully, well, I mean, it'd be criminal if we would never get to hear it. If he loses, and only people who get to hear it are people in the room.
It's a loss for humanity.
It's a lot to lose.
I have here. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but every month now is like this month or that month, you know?
Sure.
May, National Masturbation Month.
Oh, all right.
All right. So it depends on
who's making this.
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't know. I'm reading this in the post, but I can give you your sex horoscope.
Yeah, it's based upon your birth.
All right,
your birth sign.
So, all right, I'll go Frank 3 first. What's your birthday?
May 4th, Star Wars Day is my birthday. I just turned 50 years old.
Oh, nice. How'd that feel? Was it a traumatic thing, or was it another day?
I'm healthier than I was at 40. Which is, you know, I feel better at 50 than I do at 40, which is weird. But
you know, a lot of people, you know, they get it's a big hurdle to get over, the big 5-0.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, you know, like you have member berries or whatever, like reminisce, and like just hearing that song today, like I was like, yeah, I got to reach out to like, you know, my friends more, like, you know, yeah, like disappear for a while, like yeah, stuff like it kind of, yeah, stuff like that dawns on you. It's like, you know,
most people running out of time.
But yeah, Taurus. So I'm a Taurus, the bull.
So you're a Taurus. If anyone knows how to treat themselves, it's a Taurus. There's no other sign that will go to the ends of the earth for ultimate luxury, and you deserve it. No frills, no gimmicks. You just, you and a partner learning to love your bodies as much as you love theirs.
I thought this was a masturbatory reading.
No, sexual horoscope.
Well, this is
one-on-one.
Mutual masturbation.
All right.
This is mutual, yeah. Yeah, that's what it says. The beauty of mutual masturbation is that it doesn't have to be in person. For those dating or in a long-distance relationship, why not try a steamy video call?
I have done that, actually.
A steamy video call?
Long-distance relationship, man, for like a year. That was a while ago.
So it's spot on, apparently, according to Frank.
All right.
Who wrote this? Walt Flanagan?
This is a lady.
National Masturbation Month.
Mm-hmm.
What's March 4th? What's the Pisces?
Is that you, Q?
Yeah.
You're a Pisces? Let me find out. Hold
on. Does it say strip club blue balls? Pisces. All right.
So, well, I'm coming across Scorpio. That's Walt, right?
All
right. We'll do Walt first.
Okay. Which one is because sometimes I am not a Scorpio, depending upon the.
Oh, you're one of those cusp. Right, you're one of those cusp people.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know what the one is.
Libra.
Yeah, sometimes I'm a Libra according to a newspaper. Some other papers, I'm a Scorpio.
Hmm. Let's see. Scorpio. It would be hard to read. Scorpios are mysterious, and somewhat elusive.
Oh fuck yeah!
Maybe it's time to be more direct. Whether you ask a partner to masturbate in front of you or you just try a new genre of porn, it's an exciting discovery.
Hey, boy,
a
genre. Put that cookie down.
A new genre? Are you talking?
Cookie porn. try a new genre, yeah. So whatever you've been watching, it's time to shake it up.
Some genres I know are not for me.
Yeah. There's a lot of genres that are not for me. Like you look at like the Reddit list of like all the different porn categories, like 99% of them are like, I don't know what this is. And then the other 1%, I'm like, I don't know.
And the domination of like the stepsister stuff now. Like, I'm just not, I don't have a stepsister, but I'm not like, it's like, and they always focus on that. Like, oh, I'm your stepsister. I'm like, yeah.
It's a Cinderella thing.
I guess so. It's just,
I never got it either, but I don't have sisters. So,
I mean, I have a real sister, but even still, like, you know, like they couldn't make it straight up incest. So they focus on the step part. I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, it felt like
it's
one
those
day
who have
that just dominate your stuff. You're like, is that my algorithm?
You can't get over the hurdle. They got to put the step in there.
Yeah. Ethical pornography.
We don't want to get sued.
Let's be Q.
Q, they're recommending that he dip his toe into a sex party.
Well.
Oh. Hey now.
I should have joined DeRozan. Kingdom Throne.
Is that where they were headed to when you decided you had to make your way up to the general store to record an episode?
You wouldn't stop watching cat videos and look, you're out.
I have no doubt they're going back tonight.
Let's see. Imaginative and intuitive are two words that sum up a Pisces, two traits that work hand in hand for an orgy.
Yeah.
This month, maybe attend a sex party. You don't have to participate. You can just watch.
I basically did last night. This is great. All right. I'll see what I can do. What am I going to do? Go to a sex party and watch and like a
bunch of sweaty people. They're all unsightly.
They're going to want to talk to me. I don't
get a picture cue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're feeling nervous, take someone with you. It could be a partner, a friend, or a new love interest. You take me. I'm your friend.
That's cool.
We'll go to a sex party together. We'll check shit out.
I went to a sex club years ago with a partner.
I never went. How was it?
It was quite boring.
I went to one of those shows in Amsterdam.
There's nothing going on. Mm. Oh, yeah? What type of show?
It was like a sex show. It was like on stage. It was weird. It was like, you know, it was the first time we were there and everybody was like, oh, you know, go see the sex show. And you was like, this is kind of like, it was just weird.
Yeah, right? You're like, man.
It kind of reminded me of like the end of, what the hell is that movie? I can't think of it. With Jennifer, what's her name? There's like the sex party and like, you know, it's just like people standing
Eyes
around.
Wide Shut? Wide Shut?
No, not Eyes Wide Shut. The other one with Jared Leto. I can't think of it now.
Suicide Squad?
Nope. Yeah. Good one.
What about you, Bri?
Me, of course. It doesn't work out for me, really.
Never does.
A fire sign for a reason. Sagittarius loves to challenge their boundaries and explore. Luckily, Masturbation May is the month for exploring. Try elevating your masturbation routine by popping in a butt plug.
What the fuck? Why do you guys get to go to sex parties and watch people masturbate? I got to stick a butt plug in.
I don't know, but go for it. Do it.
They're obviously assuming other people have already done that, I guess. Who knows?
Yeah. Try this on your own before introducing it to a partner so you can get comfortable and acquainted with that incredible feeling. Top tip, use lube and lots of it.
What the fuck?
Could you not – would you have been ignorant and tried to go no lube?
Yeah, I
would have
went dry.
So that's something that you doesn't interest you then?
Well, let's get him.
What's his birthday? Do you know?
What's your birthday?
It's in the –
is this birth sign?
It's sometime in – spring?
What's your birth sign? Just type it up there. Or do this. This is good too.
No, we're going to go all the way through it.
This is all right.
I can't even see. Too.
Gemini.
So he's a Gemini?
Bunch of dudes.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there's a lot of
dudes going on. Oh, there you go. I knew it.
Let me see.
I called it.
A lot of people did. A lot of people said it.
We're saying
different ways.
Let's see. We know that if they could, a Gemini would clone themselves. There aren't enough hours in the day, right? But many bodies can become one in another way.
Uh-oh.
While defying traditional romantic relationships doesn't come without a few challenges, solo, partnered, and three-way sex, along with masturbation, can be seductive, romantic, and steamy hot. So they're telling him to have a threesome.
Wow, you really are getting the shaft.
I really, yeah. Sagittarius
even
got fucked, man.
Getting gay threesome.
I know.
Do you agree with that, Gatum, that there's not enough hours in a day? You can't get all the shit done that you want to get done? Really? How many times have I walked in and fucking sleeping on that couch? There's not enough times in a day in the middle of the fucking afternoon. And you don't think I'm coming in and I pop in and you're fucking snoring and tearing the fucking...
not enough hours, boss!
The plaster off the walls.
Feather going up.
You think the Monster Magnet's in here playing bass? Yeah, so that's National Masturbation Month. They just like... It's national this day. It's national this week. It's national this month. Like, people really are bored enough that they have to come up with all this shit. Like, it's hamburger day.
It's all become meaningless.
Yeah.
Well, those industries, though, want the ability to try to somehow maybe have a spike in sales for hamburgers, the meat industry. Sure. The butt plug industry.
Is there some overseer board that you have to like apply to and be like, hi, I'd like it to be national, you know, whatever day.
I think we could declare, what month are we in?
May. Yeah,
we could just declare, tell them.
See, that's what we need to
do. Oh, wait, didn't we?
Yeah, we had like a
Cinco when, de TSD Mayo.
TSD Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Cinco TSD Mayo.
We just gave up on it?
Yeah.
We could have done something on stage at Radio City.
Radio City?
That's when we did May 5th. That's when we played.
Right.
Speaking of which, we were in a group text about Jimmy the Hair Guy going to Stern. He was at the Sirius building.
I heard it.
And you heard it. Now, did he mention Tell Him Steve Dave at all? I want to call him on the carpet if he didn't.
Not that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you think he would?
You should. Because I wrote it and I was like, you're officially part of the Whack Pack now. And then he goes, nah, I'm telling Steve Dave Whack Pack all the way.
Oh, wow. He did a good job, actually. He was very un-Jimmy-like. You know, that like, hey, did you hear it?
No.
I was just driving and I heard his voice and I was like, holy fuck, that's Jimmy the Hair Guy. He told me he was going, so I was happy for him. But I thought he came across very charismatic, like very well put together. Like I thought he was a good representation of us. But I'm still on that Jimmy the Hair Guy high, you know, from the cruise. So.
It's hard to come down off that high.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It can last for years.
Ludondo said he did well.
Yeah,
he thought that he did well. Yeah. Ludondo, who was finally, he gets on TV and you steal his fucking thunder.
He told you about this?
Yes.
What happened?
The Guy Fieri show.
Oh, there he is. It was Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, that picture of Robin's a great one, yeah.
Oh, it is a good one. Didn't he say he was talking about Juggalo stuff, too, or something like that,
He was talking about Juggalo stuff. He was talking about hanging out with Shaggy, too dope. Yeah, it was good.
That's a dream come true for him.
Yeah.
I know he's a big Stern guy.
Jim. Huge, right?
But anyway, the Guy Fieri show, I guess, there's a restaurant down in Asbury Park that Ludondo goes to all the time. It's his favorite vegan restaurant.
And they asked him to come down and do a little bit on it, you know, talk to Guy Fieri. I've never seen the show, so I'm not exactly sure what they do. I believe they interview people, though, right? Like, they interview you about, like, your favorite.
For the section he was doing, yeah. He's like, you're a customer of this restaurant. We want to ask you why you love it, what you love about the food. So they brought in Ledondo to be the, you know, customer testimonial, I believe, for this vegan restaurant. And he was excited to be shooting with Guy. And I was shooting with Guy the same day. I don't see how that's stealing it from him.
You don't think it's stealing the spotlight a little bit?
No.
Are you guys going to be on the same episode?
I think we are going to be in the same episode.
Oh,
not the same
come on
bit.
Then.
Not the same
They're going to fucking fast forward through his shit.
I can't help
get
I
to
can't
the queue.
No, what are you talking about? It's Ledondo. I think a lot of people like to hear what he has to say.
You think so? Then why don't you ever put him on IJ?
I could put him on IJ.
Oh, you've been saying that for years.
We haven't had the opportunity yet.
No? No. How's it come up?
There's other people he's dying. I'm still waiting to get on, too. Yeah. You know, my brothers haven't been on.
No? All right.
You know, we don't just throw people on willy-nilly. We need a reason for them.
All right.
Yeah.
Poor Ledondo.
We have high standards.
How many times have I been on?
Very high standards. Yeah.
Did you see the Dublin, New York portal?
Yeah, it got closed down by some chick that was like showing her tits.
Yeah, the girls
right?
that were flashing. And then on the Dublin side, there were guys that were like, they were holding up their phones and it was like 9/11, like pictures of the towers burning.
Oh my God,
shit.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. They said that they're going to try to use
tits
AI.
Is one thing, but
AI to defeat like those kind of like offensive images to blur them like. Like if the girl goes up and flashes her tits, they're going to try to use AI to blur them on the other side.
All right.
Which I don't know.
A little waste of AI.
Yeah.
You know, you create this.
Don't you think Declan should be there, though, like flashing his junk and yelling, tell him Steve Dave?
I'll show you, Yanks. your gorgeous, beautiful tits.
She was the one who was flashing her boobs?
It's an OnlyFans girl, so probably.
And they want to stop that?
Yeah, there she is.
Oh,
hey, I want to give a shout out to Declan. He's going under the knife on Monday, you know, and so much.
He's getting an operation.
I don't know. He's been cagey about what it is.
Oh shit, man! I hope he's not getting his knees fixed.
No, he couldn't do that to us.
But you definitely want to send some good luck and love his way. You know, for a guy who's. You know, I'm sure everybody gets a little nervous, you know.
Before it's a major only surgery? Yeah. Assuming it's a major surgery?
Yeah.
He has to stay overnight, he said.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I wonder if it's – usually when guys don't want to talk about it, it's usually junk-related.
Ball problems.
Yeah. Oh, you think he's got some ball problems?
Don't we all at a certain point? Yeah. I mean, you got to have some ball problems now. You hit that big 5-0.
You know, not too many. I'm okay, I guess.
A couple little stumbles here and there.
Yeah, you know, they hang down sometimes, you know, it's lower than usual, I guess, as you get older.
Some of them like that, man. Don't worry about it. It's good.
Do they?
Statistically speaking.
That curb, long ball Larry, forget it.
Can you get a corrective surgery for that? Can you get your balls raised? Like
lift?
You got to be able to.
I'll bet you.
I mean,
no way.
Yeah, if you get a butt lift, those Brazilian butt lifts, sure. You got to have a – if not, does anybody know a doctor?
So vain. That
get
like,
can you invent that? Can you copyright that?
Scrotum lift.
Yes. Yeah.
There's nobody that fucking insane that's like, these are hanging a millimeter
too low
for my liking.
The girls do it for their thing, right? They get like vaginal rejuvenation surgery or something.
Yeah, but those things look like they only when they looks like they had an M80 stuck
webbed
in
there. Penis. What's that?
Scrotoplasty treats conditions like buried penis and webbed penis.
Webbed penis?
Surgeons also use scrotoplasty to create new scrotums as part of gender affirmation surgery.
We're talking about a facelift.
Buried penis.
Sagging or enlarged scrotum. Yeah, scrotum.
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 Older adults. Where the scrotums naturally begin to sag.
Cosmetic reasons. I can't imagine spending
so
like that much.
BQ, how low does it have to hang before you're like, you know what, I got to look into this.
Mid-thigh.
That low?
Yeah, I think mid-thigh. I'm like, all right, maybe I should.
You can't wear a bathing suit.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Now, what makes him hang so low?
Touch the toilet water?
What does he?
H?
You guys are older than me. You tell me. Skin
mine
loses.
Feel like they're underneath my chin. They're so fucking tight.
Yeah, it depends on the weather, the temperature, right?
Like a bow tie.
Webbed penis.
The guy in my firehouse, he used to sit on his balls. They got so saggy.
Wasn't that that's a Mr. Hurt. Belvedere story, right? There's a Mr. Belvedere story about that from the show, that guy about sitting on his testicles.
Captain Longnuts. He took me for that boat ride.
How long were his nuts?
Oh, they were hanging out of the shorts, yeah.
Yes.
But then again, it was the 70s, so the shorts are probably a little shorter.
Yeah, they're probably panties.
Yeah. These are little panties. So web penises, some people have a sail of skin connecting their scrotums to the shaft of their penises and creates a web-like appearance.
All right.
All right.
It's like Spider-Man?
Yeah. Check this out, Mary Jane. Shoot this rope back down.
Duck foot.
It's one of those things that, like, with your partner, like, if they were to say something, then maybe you would get...
How do they skirt around that?
Delicately put.
Maybe. I don't know. Have you ever heard of like a scrotoplasty?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's funny you should ask.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Do you
one.
Shoot back? If someone says that to you, do you shoot back like defensively?
Well, I'm like, why don't you get some better tits? It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, there are boobs. Oh, they're out.
All right.
Wow, she's really flopping them around.
Yeah.
Nobody in Dublin looks happy.
Well, there are a lot of Irish Catholics over here.
Yeah, this is true, but
they don't want to see boobs. Bare titties.
Yeah, you know, hey, man, I don't want to be
unsolicited.
That'd be horrible.
New angle woman flashes her boobs.
Yeah, they did this years ago with London too, and I remember they had the same problem. So I'm surprised that they
had to know, right?
Is it a problem though? What? Like in New York City, there shouldn't be a problem, really, because in New York City, women are allowed to go topless, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. But if you allow that, though, you know what's next then.
The junk.
And then as soon as – and then they're like, okay, but now we got to allow the junk. And as soon as that's allowed, then someone's going to have to take it further. And then all of a sudden someone's fucking right in front of the portal.
Yeah,
you know that's going to happen if you don't draw a line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because it's essentially just a giant –
like TV, almost.
Like it's just a giant, like FaceTime. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something fun. It's fun about the fact that it's just random people. Wow, people in Dublin really don't react to the boobs.
No, they're just standing there watching.
Yeah,
well,
that's
how would
weird.
You react? Would you put your face like
try to get like, through to Dublin?
Or, a round of applause or something. Okay, thumbs up. Yeah, you know, some encourage the nice young lady.
But it looks like it's a lot of women though, so they might not be like.
They have boobs. What do they have?
You see the ladies in New York, like some people like, laughing.
You know, I mean, some women are just like, oh, look at that slut.
Ah, come on. It's cheeky. It's, you know, it's boobs. She's not, you know, come on.
It's threatening, though.
Like, yeah, like if somebody whipped out their giant cock and I'm standing next to them, like, oh.
Giant cock is different from boobs. I know.
Boobs are just round.
You don't
recognize
so?
As awesome.
Everybody loves them. Everybody has them to some degree.
But not everybody loves giant. Dong.
I certainly don't.
It can come off as threatening.
Yeah, it's very, you know, if it's hard or it's soft, both make a different statement. I don't know. Jesus Christ, man.
The Chinese, Walt, I thought you would like this. The Chinese have you ever heard of a panda dog?
No, but it sounds adorable already.
Yeah, they're these little dogs.
Is it a mixture of a panda and a dog?
That's what they're trying to get people to believe, that they were just panda cubs.
They mated a dog and a panda?
They just took a dog and made him into a panda.
It's
a little black kid playing tennis. There he is.
Oh.
Would you like a little guy like that, Walt? A little panda dog?
Oh, yeah.
He is cute.
Dying dogs.
God.
They dyed them before they
Well, they dyed the dogs. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is at a zoo. They put the so-called panda dogs on display in an enclosure every day from 8 to 5, attracting throngs of people despite the obvious bamboozlement.
That's amazing how much they do look like pandas, though. Now, it's just hair dye, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So it's not harmful to the dog, right, to have their
Probably
hair dye?
Probably not using toxic.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many humans dye their hair, you know, and there's no harmful
No, I think people
fall out
their
from
hair
that.
Are actually probably better off than people who don't.
Why? Healthier?
Yeah, I think healthier. I think, you know, it shows like a
mental health thing.
Yeah, okay. I think it shows a healthy, like,
I don't think you could make that same argument for the dogs. It's mentally more healthy.
No, I'm just talking about people who dye their hair.
That stuff's not great for you. Like, you're not supposed to do it when you're pregnant.
What?
Hair like dye your hair, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Frank, shut up.
Play it cool.
Change the topic, Frank.
Oh, I mean, like, we're guys, though. I mean, I've never done it, but I've thought about it. Like, the beard. Yeah. They've asked me a couple times.
Good dismount.
There's outrage over these imposter pandas.
What is
pandas.
This fucking guy doing?
Oh, that's the guy. That's the person they can't determine if it's in it. They, it was like, they thought it was a...
Man, it looks like a man in a bear.
Yeah,
like
that was the whole thing. They're like, that's a person.
Is it a person?
They don't know. Person, like, right? They say no. They said it's a bear.
That's a bear, but it looks like a person. Wow. It moves too much like a real animal.
That was... Yeah, that was...
Now, bears are the... I mean, the panda bears, are they... docile, or are they kind of like?
No, I think they're deceptively they're aggressive.
They can be dangerous.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they're not really bears, right? They're like more related to like sloths kind of or some
marsupial
shit.
Or some shit. I don't know. It says here
we should die. Get him like a fucking panda bear. Right? And just have him like one more
side
like
to like wave to people.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? That'd be great. He's not on mic anyway. What's he doing all day?
Sleeping.
Yeah, we die. Get him like a panda bear. I think that'll fucking. There'll be an uptick in the general store. Kids will come and see him.
So we have to bleach his skin.
Yeah, well, he's fucking, there's no windows in here, so he's pretty pale already. I think he's got a dark circle in there.
We're going to take a lot of bleach to get that nose white. I mean, it's the natty, I thought, right? It's the natty that makes it. Is it that healthy red glow?
That cherry nose.
The beauty of burst capillaries. Wow. These pandas. Now we're just watching panda videos, guys.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's like, what the fuck is going on with this show?
Because Kittim keeps putting panda videos up.
Kittim's a terrible producer. He's putting up too many cute videos.
Yeah, kittens, pandas.
Oh, I also wanted to say, sorry we didn't get to give people more advice last week. You know, we did the Space Monkey Show well. And normally we vet people ahead of time and we call them and stuff. But this time around, we just decided like kind of on the spot to do it. So I put it up on Twitter. So many people asked us for it. I went back and was like looking at the
– Yeah.
One, it was just too much for the amount of time that we had.
Yeah.
Two, it really strikes home that we're not qualified.
Well, we never said we were.
Yeah, we're definitely underqualified to offer advice on some of these –
Why? What did we say?
These problems. No, the stuff we didn't read.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, the stuff
we know our lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't know if there's a subject that – I wouldn't take advice from BQ on.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, nice.
In all honesty, no bullshit. Solid advice giver,
good
my opinion.
Consigliere.
Oh, thank my God. You, yeah. Like, maybe the best.
Well, I would say Mosier's the best.
But I haven't had much exposure. Yeah. With, my dealings with Mosier haven't been on the level where I could go to him with like a problem. But
right. Right.
You said that you learned from Mosier.
Yeah. To this day, I call him for a lot of things.
You definitely picked up some of his qualities.
His sage-like ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's about it.
Nothing else?
I mean, I got stuff if you want to keep talking. I mean, teachers. I got a lot of teacher stuff. Because, Matt, like, if a male teacher is found to be conducting himself immorally with a female student, the guy's toast. He's done. Everybody can't stand him.
Yeah.
But when it's a female teacher and she's even halfway decent looking, all those rules go out.
They'll still get busted through official channels, but I think society-wise, everybody's like, God, lucky bastard.
Society-wise, yes. Now, I used to think that too up until I read this about this lady, a Wisconsin elementary school teacher busted for making out with a fifth grader.
That's
what it's not cool.
Like, that's 11. Yeah. That's 11, right? That's like 11?
Man, I mean, wow.
She was 24. She was busted, arrested for allegedly making out with her fifth grade student less than 3 months before her wedding.
Oh God.
And you look at her. I'll show you a picture of her.
That is She's not pretty.
You've got to call that wedding off, right, Q?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Not the best looking girl, but like she's not bad looking.
It's a mugshot. You put a little work into her. She's great.
Swan her up a little bit.
I mean, she's insane.
So how do you call off the wedding? What do you do here in this situation if you're the girl?
Okay, so I'm getting married.
Yeah.
And here's the guy.
My fiance, that poor bastard.
Wow, normal looking guy, just like the wholesome couple looking.
Is arrested for making out with a fucking
So how do you provide it? What's the first thing you do?
I go full on offensive. I repost the story.
Oh, so you don't even.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting around. I'm not going down with her on this.
There's no waiting for an explanation?
No.
No.
There's not. I don't know if I'd even ever talk to her again.
Okay.
I literally be like, you're a disruptive, crazy person. I would be like, guys, this is what happened to me. I have this fucking, wedding booked for 3 months from now.
Yeah.
Her side of the family, you're all disinvited. My side of the family, we're having a fucking getting single party from the sick fuck. And that's what I would kind
of get. Do you keep the wedding gifts?
Any that I've gotten so far?
Yeah.
Yes, I keep them. Yeah, I deserve them.
You do?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think anybody's going to ask for that toaster back as I rebuild my life from fucking getting cucked by a fifth grader.
That's the worst part, is getting cucked by a kid.
Yeah. He's out there. At least mine was a scooter, dude.
Now, this lady, she also allegedly moved her victim's desk closer to her desk so that she could rub his legs during class.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's doing all this stuff right in front of people. What is
– That is fucked up, man.
There's another lady, too, and this is from Marlboro, which is right around here.
Yeah.
This poor guy, man.
This lady.
Look at him.
That's a fucking – that's a train wreck, right?
Oof.
Getting hit, like, blindsided by a train.
Because you can't anticipate it.
No.
There's no – you could be like, she might cheat on me, whatever, whatever. But, right. Like
– Yeah.
She's moving fifth graders' desks closer to rub their legs and shit. Like, there's no way to see that coming. Yeah, but
do you think she said, like, weird stuff to him? Like, right? Like, call me teacher or, like, you know, like, hey, little boy. Oh, God. Weird. He was like, I thought she was just – it was just a fantasy. No, she's –
How many years does she deserve, Q?
But
if you're in the Honorable Brian Quinn
that kid's
presiding
legal.
Over, huh?
So that kid's legal.
So 7 years?
Seven years? Maybe I'd go 10 years. 10
oh, wow. Years. You're even more harsh.
I mean, a fifth grade is a little bit – you need to send a message, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you can let that one fly.
All right. And what about the counseling for the kid?
If he needs it. He might be like, yeah, no, that was cool. I don't know.
Yeah,
I would say you should
provide
some aftercare for that child.
Now, this lady,
yeah,
Jenna Shabaka, special education language arts student.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Very attractive. Conventionally attractive lady, yes.
Oh, okay. He has a picture up there already. Get him. You're good. This is a really weird story because it says that she was fondling and rubbing the girl's breasts with one hand. And started touching, poking, and massaging her other breast. Now, this is in the hallway of school in front of everybody. The teacher then took the back of her hand and placed it on the girl's forehead to imply the girl was getting hot. The teacher then used both of her hands and began rubbing, poking, and inappropriately touching both of her breasts. As this was occurring, she had a gratifying smile on her face while the teen was frozen with her hands at her side, completely frozen in shock.
Wow. Is this New Jersey?
This is New Jersey. This is very close to us. The girl then blocked the teacher's hands, pulling them off her breasts, and ran down the hallway where another teacher who witnessed the incident heard the first teacher yell for the girl, "Come back here. I want to feel and touch them again."
Whoa. Was she having like a mental
like
break?
Seizure or, some kind of episode?
Yeah, that's out there, man. If that's true and it was a work, you got to feel bad for her because she comes out of that and she's like, what did I do?
Right, yeah. Her fugue state.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Says this teacher would routinely and openly engage in sexual, explicit, and flirtatious conversations with female students at the school in her classroom and in front of other teachers.
So then she's not having a fucking seizure. It's not an episode now. It's like she's just a horn dog for kids.
Another girl who didn't join the lawsuit claimed the teacher repeatedly tried to get her phone number.
Wow. She married?
She, let's see.
I can't. It would be rough to recover from this, I think.
I don't think it could.
Although I know a guy who had two, maybe three kids with a girl, raised them to a certain age, and then found out that they weren't his kids. And then she left him and moved in with the father of the kids. So he lost his wife and his kids to their real father.
And all that money.
Yeah, and he thought, and he was like, no, they're my kids. I remember talking to him as it was like in progress. And he's like, no, they're my kids. I don't care. Like, I raised them. Like, I was there right. for every part of it.
And yeah, emotionally, yeah, he yeah. is. Yeah.
But in my head, as I was listening to him, I was like, oh, man. Sounds like they're with your dad now.
Did it work out?
Yeah, she went and she
oh,
left.
Oh, but him. He never, like, they never re.
No. She got married to the kid's eventual father. He eventually found someone else and stuff like that. So you can move on, but.
Right.
That's a rough one, man. That is fucking bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of. The world is littered with stories like that, yeah. rough ones. But you come out of it, though. The human condition is shockingly resilient.
Does seem to, like, you hear these stories and you're like, you just can't imagine this shit happening to you.
Right.
You know, like.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. Yeah. You know, yeah. you were gonna bring in this this handsome guy today instead of Frank Three.
Yeah.
You're gonna bring in a guest. Yeah. And, we'll tell the story eventually someday about him. Another guy that I should be, you know, maybe worrisome of. Not.
Nah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So we think.
Yeah.
But he's got them abs.
He's got the abs. And how do I know?
You don't.
I don't know him.
You don't know nothing.
Do I even know her? Do we even really know anyone?
Do we know anyone? We're all alone.
Yeah. Steve, Dave.